The Coach T Show and the Coach T NBA Show is presented by Turner Sports Training, TST. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Wow, my mic wasn't even plugged in.
What a so he just did a whole three sessions without us. He said, you know what?
I was about to say
it. You thought you were fired?
I saw your mouth moving. I'm like, man, is something against us? Or
like how I get fired from a job I don't even get paid from.
I get fired and still have to show up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, that's hilarious. My bad. My mic was off. Well, my mic wasn't plugged in, and I was yapping like as if it was plugged in. So
yeah. Hey. You know what time it is? Yeah. You know what time it is? Some people are probably like, what time is it? You know what time it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back again. Let's do it. This is the Coach T Show with BG and Zay. My boy BG, my boy Zay. We doing well, man. We rolling, man. We are ready to go, man. This will be a little bit of a shorter show, but that doesn't mean, fans, that we're going to shortchange you. We would never, ever, 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 ever shortchange you. Before we get into the show, before we get into all the goods and everything that we're going to talk about, the NBA, which is a crazy NBA right now. Truth be told, we don't know what's going to happen. That's going to be a lot of the conversation today. What will happen? What do we predict will happen? Especially as the playoffs itch closer and closer. Before we do that, though, got to talk to my boys, man. How you fellas doing? BG, we'll start with you. How you doing, my man?
Man, you know, as our listeners, some of our listeners probably know, we didn't have a great showing in the sectional last week. We all coached for Hobart. So our basketball season's over. We don't get to see each other daily anymore. But man, I've been using my time. I'm back in the gym, man. I'm using my time going back to my second home. Been in the gym, been getting right, trying to get ready for any potential basketball session that we get involved in. Trying to see if I can get my body into shape.
I'm with it, man. I've been in the gym a couple times too. I've been in the gym too, so I'm with that. Zay, how you feeling, man?
I love you. Hey, I'm feeling good. You know, although, as BG mentioned, our sectional didn't go as we planned, but this is still the greatest time of the year. March, basketball on during the work hours, and you just can't beat it. You can't beat the environment. You know, we're fortunate to get back and move in how we were 2 years ago. And, you know, you see smiling faces everywhere and all that
smiling
good stuff.
Smiling faces.
And I was just sitting in the city the other day. I'm just like, man, just seeing that sun.
You went out, Zay. You went out.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you now.
Man. Dang, it connected to the Xfinity hotspot. But shout out to Xfinity.
But you're doing well. The weather is changing. I think you were getting to that point. The weather is changing. You were in the city and things are starting to look up. I'm a big springtime guy. And it seems like you are as well. So springtime, okay, and like you said, March.
So I'm looking forward to it. Ready to get this show on the road.
All right, let's get it rolling, man. We're going to put 20. I'm going to put a little over 20. Let's put 20. No, you know what? I'm going to be a man of my word. 21 minutes on the clock. See if we can do this. We'll probably run over, but it's all good. At least we will be concise tonight, which we normally are pretty concise. But tonight, we wanted to switch some things up. Can't always do the same thing, fans. We want to make sure that we switch it up for you guys, give you different things. So we will not do our best of. Our famous best of segment. We will not do that. We will not go over the games this upcoming week. I mean, we're actually in the middle of the week, so that makes sense to not go over those games. What we're actually going to do, we're going to have four topics. And the first one is real juicy. I'm ready to see how that looks. And this game is actually going on between Phoenix and Miami. But we're going to talk about those two teams in particular with topic one. Topic two, topic three, we'll kind of spread it out, dive deep into the NBA as we see it right now. And again, we're going to make a couple predictions as it comes to the NBA season and the playoff run that these teams are making. So let's dive right into it, fellas. Topic number one, man. We hit on these teams They're playing right now, as mentioned. We're talking about the Suns and the Heat. The score right now is a big blowout by the Suns, which I actually thought that the Heat would win this game, man. I didn't think they're going to get blown out like this. So hopefully this is not a precursor to what we may see if these two teams face in the playoffs. Obviously, they're on the opposite sides of the conference, opposite sides of the NBA, different conferences. So that means that the only way they would face would be in the NBA Finals, which I could see that happening. But this is the question. Topic number one, Zay and BG, the scarier number one seed, the Phoenix Suns for the Miami Heat. I want you guys to think, as a chances of winning an NBA title, how scary are either one of these teams? You guys choose. BG, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so I'm going to run through this real quick. So I looked up some stuff on the Suns. They're fifth in scoring points per game. They're fifth in assists per game. They're ninth in rebounds, fifth in turnovers. Defensively, they're sixth in opponents' points per game. They're third in opponents' field goal percentage and first in opponents' three-point percentage. They got the highest points differential per game at 7.6. For the Heat, they're 16th in scoring, 6th in assists, 17th in rebounds, 25th in assists. Their defense is pretty stout. They're 4th overall in defense, 4th overall in field goal percentage for opponents, 9th overall for three-point percentage for opponents, and their point differential is 5 points per game, which is 5th. But like you said, the main question is who has a better chance of winning. You know, and for a second, I was going to pick the Heat being the scarier number one seed because I think a lot's unknown with them getting Oladipo back, getting all their guys healthy. But when you look at who has a better chance of winning the title, I really think if you look at the Suns in the West, there's only two teams that can beat them. And you're going to laugh here, but I think the only teams that can beat the Suns in a 7-game series when they're healthy are the Warriors and maybe a healthy Lakers. That's it.
See, I disagree, but I will let you finish your point. But there are limited teams in the West that can actually beat those guys.
Yeah, and then when I look at the East in a 7-game series, honestly, I think Philly's favored over the Heat. The Bucks are favored over
Bucks
the Heat.
Bucks would be as reigning champs.
The Nets are a favorite over the Heat. And then I would favor the Heat over the Bulls, but I could still see the Bulls beating the Heat in a 7-game series. So there's more teams in the East that can beat the Heat, less teams in the West that can beat the Suns. I think the Suns have a better chance to make it to the finals, which means I would think they have a better chance to win the finals.
Zay, what about you, man? How do you feel about BG's take on the Phoenix Suns being a scarier number one team when compared to the Miami Heat?
And BG knows that I hate agreeing with them. Just to be devil's advocate, but no, all seriousness, I agree though. I mean, he laid out all the stats, and the Suns, you really look at the conference, it's not wide open. It's like the Suns Invitational. That's what this NBA is going to be, because they have something they have to defend, and they know they have something they have to defend. You look at all their big games this season, including tonight, they perform in the big games, which is by far the most clear trait for me being convinced that they are the scarier number one seed.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually going with the Heat here, and I'm going to tell you guys why. Okay. I clearly love what the Suns are doing. I mean, they're the number one overall seed right now if the playoffs ended. And I don't think that's going to change, matter of fact, in the next month or so as we finish this regular season. Yes, the Suns have a better opportunity to make the finals in the West because, BG, you mentioned a couple of the teams. I think the only competitors in the West for the Suns are the Golden State Warriors, the Memphis Grizzlies. Yes, the Memphis Grizzlies. I think Jokic and the Nuggets can do some damage, especially if they get Jamal Murray back. And then I'm not really scared of the Lakers. I would probably say those three, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Golden State Warriors, and the Nuggets have the best chance of knocking off the Suns. Okay. When you compare it to the other teams in the West. In the East, yes, I agree with what you guys are saying. It is an open gauntlet. Any team can win in the East. In the Heat are not, even though they're number one seed currently. I mean, you see what's happening right now. They're getting smacked by the Suns. And yeah, if they played the Bucks, it would be a toss-up. If they played the Sixers, it would be a toss-up. You know, they played any of the other East teams that are at the top of the list, it would be a tough series for them. But the one thing that I'm banking on is the fact that we're talking about Miami Heat culture. When is the last time those Suns won an NBA title?
I don't know. The last time they made it was probably with Barkley, besides, you know, a couple of years ago.
Besides last year. Okay.
Besides last year
was 1994. They lost to the Chicago basketball team with Michael Jordan. So I commend that. That's not, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. Other than that, I don't think they made it. You may be talking about Tom Chambers. Look, I'm throwing back old school names, but I think this may have been the 80s when they made it last. They don't have, I don't even know if they have an NBA title in their history. Okay. When's the last time the Heat won it? LeBron James, yes. Dwayne Wade. They won two there. They won another one with Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal. They have three titles. And this is a team that, the franchise that didn't start until, I think, late 80s, early 90s. So I'm going off the fact that they are a team that has a culture, a true culture. Okay. Lowry was out for weeks upon weeks. They held strong. They actually ascended to the top seed. They got shooters in Duncan Robinson. They got shooters in Tyler Hero, who will be the sixth man of the year. Shout out to you, BG, on that call. Okay. And they just have the pedigree, especially with Pat Riley in the building, being able to call shots from up top. And then you got Eric Spoelstra, who was just named a top 15 coach of all time, by the way. I got to roll with the fact that I think the Heat have the... And again, the Heat, before the Suns made it last year, who made it 2 years ago? The Miami Heat. So it's not like they don't have recent history of winning games and being a team that's competitive or being a team that has title contentions. They have that. Okay, they have title aspirations. That's what they expect year in and year out. And I love the fact that they get Oladipo back. I love the fact that Lowry is healthy. I love the fact that, again, Hero and Duncan are scoring the ball. I love the fact that Bam looks like an all-NBA type of player. And I love the fact that the East is wide open. So if it's so wide open, why not go with the number one seed making the NBA Finals? So, yeah, they're getting their butts whooped tonight, but I love the fact that the Heat are a team that you can bank on. You know they're going to compete defensively. You know they're going to be a great home court advantage if you have to face them in Miami. And I was like the fact that they have so many ball players, man. No real superstars, but a lot of really, really, really good ball players. And the Suns, we got to see how CP3 comes back and how he gels with the squad, you know, being out 6 to 8 weeks, which I think he can do it. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, but that is a lot to ask. You know, he's one injury, one play away from possibly missing some times in the playoffs. So you never know how that's going to roll, man. All right. Good little convo starting, man. I like that. Now let's broaden the spectrum a little bit. Let's talk about, as a whole, Eastern Conference versus Western Conference. East versus West. I remember the old Tupac and Biggie, man. I know that ended real, real bad, but East Coast versus West Coast. Who's better? Which conference is better? Again, we're thinking playoff run. Which conference is better? BG, we began with you last time. So, Zay, I'm going to shoot it to you, man. Which conference do you have as a better conference when you're thinking 2022 playoff run? The Eastern Conference or the Western Conference? Who you going with?
I'm definitely going to stay out west with it. Eastern Conference, they have teams that are there but not quite there at the same time. While in the Western Conference, you look at the bulk of teams. I mean, obviously you have the Suns, and then you have the Mavs, who are a consistent team. You also have the Jazz, who are always in contention for a conference championship. But then you got teams like the Western Conference is very capable of having a 7 or 8 seed that can click it all together at the right time. I mean, you look at the Clippers, you look at the Lakers, that those teams, although they're hurting, they still have the potential to make some noise if allowed, or if they get their stuff together. And even teams like Denver is there is no 6 through 8 seed that's going to be a walk in the park. I doubt we'll see a sweep in the Western Conference. That is why
Sorry about that.
Champion's going to come from the Western Conference.
Okay, so you going with Wes, Zay, BG. Who you rolling with, man? Who you like? Eastern Conference versus Western Conference. Who's the tougher?
Well, I mean, when you're talking about legitimate contenders, like I said in the previous segment, in the East, I think the Heat, the 76ers, the Bucks, the Nets, potentially the Bulls have a shot at getting to the finals and winning it. I mean, if you get there, you have a shot to win it. But in the West, I think it's really only the Suns, the Warriors, the Grizzlies are a maybe for me still. I don't know if they can win a 7-game series against some, you know, the Suns or the Warriors and a healthy Lakers, and that's it in the West. I think if you talk top to bottom in the conference, and that's more of the route that I took, look at the 10 seeds. The Hawks are the 10 seeds in the East, and the Pelicans are the 10 seed in the West. I'm taking the Hawks over the Pelicans. Easy. So top to bottom. And then if you want to look at players in the East, you got Embiid, Giannis, Kyrie, KD, Harden, Tatum, Garland, DeRozan, Trae Young, LaMelo Ball. The West, you got Booker, Chris Paul, Curry, Klay, Ja, Luka, Jokic, LeBron, AD, who's not healthy. I was going to go with the West, but I'm going to go with the East. I would go with the West if they had a healthy Zion, a healthy Kawhi, a healthy Paul George, and a healthy Anthony Davis. I think the West, no questions, better than the East. But this season alone, I got to go with the East.
Yeah, yeah. You got to go with what's happening currently. The West, to me, is very top-heavy. Okay, the West has the best teams when they're clicking on all cylinders. You're talking about the Suns and Golden State. And I would even begin to put in Memphis into that group. And we're going to talk about Memphis in the next topic. But they're top-heavy in the West. Out East, similar to the conversation we had about the Suns and the Heat, the East, anyone can win it. So it's a lot more parity in the Eastern Conference than it is in the West, because the West, again, is very top heavy. I would be very surprised if the Suns or Golden State do not face each other in the Western Conference Finals. Like, very surprised. And if it's not them, it's going to be the Memphis Grizzlies or the Nuggets. That's it. That's it. Barring AD coming back and having a miraculous run, I do not see the Lakers doing it. I don't even know if the Lakers are going to make the actual playoffs. They'll make the play-ins, but I don't know if they'll make the actual playoffs. Other than that, you got Clippers. You have, you know, you got all these teams in the West that good teams for the regular season. But are you talking about actually winning something? I don't see it happening. You got Dallas. You got the Jazz. Jazz, it's all about what they do in the playoffs. They are a great regular season team. They've been that way for a long time. But other than that, what have they done in the playoffs? Mavericks, Luka is going to get you a series one. Other than that, second round, I don't know if he's going to get past that. But are you talking about the Eastern Conference? The Heat, 76ers, Bucks, the Bulls, the Celtics. Okay, then you got Cavs and you got Nets and Raptors. Like, that is a lot of teams outside of the Cavs in that group and probably the Raptors. Out of the top eight seeds right now in the East, I have six of them that I could easily see them winning the Eastern Conference, if not just simply playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. So I'm agreeing with you, BG. I don't, Zay, did you go with the Eastern Conference or the West?
Yes.
Yeah, you went with the West. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense, man. Yeah, I just have to go with the fact that playoff run, I like variety, and I like the fact that I can count on six teams potentially representing in the Eastern Conference final and being able to potentially play in the actual NBA finals, as opposed to, again, two strong teams in the West, and then you maybe have two other teams. So four of the top teams in the West, I can actually see, you know, making the finals. I could see six in the East. So I got to go with the sheer numbers of that, the mathematical probability of that. So I got to go with the Eastern Conference there. All right. Third to last, maybe even our last topic here. We talking about youth and we talking about young players and young teams. Now, I want you guys to think players under 25 when you think of this next topic. I want you guys to answer this. Which young team in the NBA right now you would want to have them in their future for the next 5 years? BG, shoot.
Yeah, honestly, I looked this up. So I'm going to give you like my five teams real quick that I was looking at, diving into. Memphis, they're the second youngest team in the league. Charlotte, the fourth youngest. Minnesota, the fifth youngest. Cleveland, the seventh. And New Orleans, the eighth. If you could count on Zion, I would lean towards New Orleans for the next 5 years, just because I think he's the biggest star under 25 out of those five teams that I mentioned. But when I broke it down, it really came down to two teams for me, Memphis and Cleveland. Memphis has Ja Morant, 22, Jaren Jackson, 22, Dylan Brooks, 25, Desmond Bane, 23. Even guys like Brandon Clark, who's 25, Tyus Jones, backup point guard, 25, and the rookie Zaire Williams at 20. And then Cleveland, you got Jared Allen, who's 25. Colin Sexton hurt this year, 22, but if he comes back healthy, Darius Garland, 21, Evan Mobley, 20. Caris LeVert is 27. I know we're talking about 25 and under, but he was close, so I mentioned that.
Right there.
And then Lauri Markkanen's 24. So I think I'm going to go a route because I think Zay is going to go with Memphis. So I looked at the top 25 players under 25. Ja Morant for Memphis. Ja Morant was ranked third. Jaren Jackson was ranked 21st. Desmond Bane was ranked 24th. So they got three in the top 25. For Cleveland, you got Jared Allen was ranked 9th. Darius Garland was ranked 11th. And Evan Mobley was ranked 15th. So they got three in the top 15. I think if you can get one star player, you can get LeBron to come back to Cleveland. That's possibly a championship roster right there. So I'm going to go with Cleveland.
If LeBron comes back for the third trip back to Cleveland, that would be hilarious. Y'all know I love LeBron, but that would literally be hysterical. But
hey, LeBron and Bronny coming.
LeBron and Bronny. I got to get me a jersey that says on the back. It doesn't say James. It says LeBron / Bronny. Zay, go for it.
So if we're looking at young, and I look at, you know, teams with youth, off the top of my head, I go with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, you can't look past
college. Do they have a superstar?
Not yet, but these are all teams that if you add one superstar.
That's true.
But then again, like you can't really predict. Nobody was going to predict, or, you know, the average person wasn't going to predict somebody like Darius Garland having a breakout year this year. No, they weren't going to predict something like that. So, like, nobody was going to predict Ja Morant even having a breakout year, even though people say they would have. There was, like, I remember
He's made a bigger leap than what most people would think.
Yeah, so it's like, I remember draft night, they were saying Murray State, not the NBA. So, what they saying now. But, I mean, back to the point, you know, the Cavs, the average age, 25 years old. I think they're definitely my top front runner team. And then I look at the Heat also, whose average age is 28.8. But I still think if you get somebody in there with Tyler Hero and a veteran Jimmy Butler, you can add, you know, a lot of spice to that. And then also the Mavericks, you really can't. Luka is probably the best, youngest superstar in the NBA.
He was ranked number one in the top 25 and under.
Yeah, so just from that point, I mean, when you have a young guy that's put in front, you really, you got to build around him. So you could build with more young guys. You could bring one veteran in, however you want to do it. But Mavericks is definitely on my list for teams to win a championship within the next 4 years. So, and then I really like the Nuggets as well. Their average age, but they are a younger team. You know, they got Jokic, they got Murray, you know, that, or not Murray, but they're doing their thing. So it'd be one of those. That's another team to watch out for. But those are my five.
Wow. Okay. So there's a lot of teams, and I'm gonna name a team y'all didn't even talk about, which I'm very surprised about. We got 5 minutes on the clock, so we're gonna get this done. Memphis, I talked about them. You guys have talked about them. I feel like everybody in their mama has talked about them. I love Ja Morant. I love what they do. You guys know I love my guy Desmond Bane. He's a problem. Triple J, he's a problem. Even Zaire Williams, their first round pick this year, who I actually watched on a documentary. Because he played with Bronny. He played at Sierra Canyon with Bronny. He was a ball player. So I really like Memphis. Cleveland, I got to get a shout out to them, especially if LeBron ends up coming back there, which would be a special thing. Who else is a young team? Atlanta Hawks. Why are we not talking about them? Trae Young is young. He's under 25. John Collins, he's under 25, I'm pretty sure. Even a team like the Pacers, you know, even a team like the Pistons who have been playing pretty well. There's a lot of young talent. Obviously, Luka in Dallas, he's doing his thing. So a lot of really good teams. Pelicans, who I really, really, really like. And BG, you made the point, man. If Zion can come back, which he's actually cleared for 5-on-5 play right now, see what he can do. But in the next 5 years, hopefully he can stay healthy and actually show and prove what he's already shown and proved. Look, he was a 30-point scorer in his second year at like 65-70% shooting in his second year. So if that boy can actually stay healthy, man, he is a different beast. You're talking about scoring in the paint and just scoring overall. But the team I got to roll with, man, and again, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention this team. Team that's been at super hot. They've been in fuego. Talking about the Boston Celtics.
Suns?
Talking about the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics. Are we seeing what Jason Tatum? Hey, listen to me. Jason Tatum is going to win. I want you guys to mark this down. Jason Tatum will win an MVP in the next 3 seasons. Out of any of those teams we mentioned, who else can say that? Luka may win one. Ja may
maybe
win
Ja.
One. Maybe Ja, but that's it.
I think Jaylen Brown and the Tatum situation is just going to collapse.
No, I'm not rolling with that. I think if they thought it was going to collapse, and we got a lot of smart NBA minds, if they thought that situation was going to collapse, this year would have been the perfect time to trade him. Talking about Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, I guess, if you had to pick one of them. A lot of people talk about Jaylen Brown. But they didn't do it. I mean, in the way they're clicking, I don't know what have they done recently. Let's look this up. In the last 10 games, they won 8 of them. And they are the best defensive team stat-wise right now when it comes to defensive stat, points per game, allow all those defensive metrics. They do it. And a lot of the reason has to do with the fact that you got those two wings that can switch everything, that are super athletic. And then on the flip side of it, they can score the ball, they can assist, they can rebound, they can do everything. So if I got to pick a team for the next 5 years, and again, we talk about all these teams and what could happen if this guy stays healthy and if they add this guy and that. You talk about durability. Those two guys have been the most durable guys in their first 3, 4, 5 in their early career than anybody else. I feel like they haven't missed many games. So I'm going with the Celtics. I'm rolling with them, man. I'm surprised you guys didn't mention them, but it makes sense because honestly, I feel like we take the Celtics, we take Jason Tatum, we take Jaylen Brown, we take even a guy like Marcus Smart. We take them for granted because I feel like that even though they're young, feel like they've been in the spotlight for so long that you even forget about them. But Tatum almost knocked off LeBron James at his height when he was a 19-year-old rookie. So that should tell you something there. But all right, man. Look, BG, I know you got a volleyball game. You got a whole little match going on. Plus, you out Station 21, which you are right by my crib, man. So next time that happens, holler at me, man, so we can maybe get some things going. But we're going to wrap this up, man. Do you guys have anything
you want to say? They got some great food. They got some great
food. That was real slowed down. It was like chopped and screwed. Say it again.
All right. No, I mean, I'm good. I just, you know, like I said, we haven't seen each other. It's weird, you know, so we're not seeing each other every day. I kind of miss basketball, not going to lie. Miss mm-hmm. the guys. But yeah, you know, looking forward to spring break next week. I'll be going to Arizona, enjoying some warm weather for about a week or so, 8 days. I think I'll be out there. So I'm looking forward to that, wrapping up the school year. And then, man, hopefully we get some warm weather coming soon.
Yes, sir. I'm with it. Zay, anything?
Hey, man. You know, as always, we appreciate everybody for listening. We appreciate all our supporters. And can't wait to get back at it next week.
All right, I'm with it, man. I can't wait to get back at it next week as well, man. We're going to give you guys, again, we wanted to switch it up tonight. May do something a little different next week, but we'll keep you fans on your toes. So I'll wrap it up from here. From us to you, this is me, Coach T. Keep showing us love. We'll keep bringing you that funk. Peace. Oh, wait. Fans, by the way, my speed and agility program, I'm running a Women's History Month promo That's going on right now, and that runs through the weekend. So make sure you take advantage of that. So I want to shoot that out and let that be known. Now, also next, starting, well, this month and running through next month, I will have my football IQ class, which will be both online through Zoom and in person. So be on the lookout for that. So again, from us to you, this is me, Coach T. Keep showing us love, and we'll keep bringing you that funk.